for several bill payments to cost plenty in postage. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. When you're connected to TN Bill Pay, you not only save on stamps, you also save on envelopes and handwritten checks. Explore the convenience of your own online account. Just visit our website at thumbnational.com. You'll discover TN Bill Pay is simple to understand and easy to navigate. Research demonstrates online bill paying through your financial institution is 10 times safer than mailing checks. Let us at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company show how you can put more trust and more savings in your bill paying. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, a Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
LAW Sports Game of the Week as Harbor Beach takes the victory 56-45 over the visiting Elkton Pigeon Bay Four Lakers. But the Lakers in that second half have absolutely nothing to hang their head on.
Not at all.
It was a very impressive comeback. At one point in the second quarter, I was a little afraid it was going to get a little out of hand, but right when they could have given up, they came back, they fought back. Harbor Beach was leading by as many as 19 points, 40-21 in the third quarter. And from that point forward, it was all Lakers. They fed it inside Paul Zwemer. And suddenly he had 13 points at halftime. He finished, so he had 12 points in the second half. And it was just all inside the lane.
He had 10 points in the fourth quarter alone. I mean, they were feeding him all he could eat. You know, the final score, you know, was 11-point deficit, 56-45, Harbor Beach winning. But, you know, this game had the feel of a lot closer than that. You could see what was going to happen. You can extrapolate onto 30 days from now in the districts. These two teams are really going to be something to watch. Statistically, they were pretty much dead even. I mean, let's talk about Harbor Beach. It's 21 for 43 total. That's 49% for the Lakers, 19 for 44, 43%. But the really interesting thing, I think, is that the Lakers, they discovered the inside. I mean, they're taking shots on the outside. They were 1 for 8, 13%. That's not where they're going to be successful. They might hit the one shot, and that's it. But it's not worth the gamble with taking all the chances away from yourself. You could go ahead and feed it on the inside, because check this out. 10 for 17, 59% on the inside. They could be making a living there. I got a feeling that that is going to be probably their calling card when it comes down to the second half of the season and in districts as well.
Well, especially when you have a 6'6" senior, left-handed, can use both hands, putting Paul Zwemer. Again, tonight, 25 points on the night, double-double, rebounds galore. Up to, I think he had 5 blocks on the night. Those are stats that could take you to the next level.
Paul Zwemer is just phenomenal. He is fun to watch, but not only Paul Zwemer. I was very impressed, as always, with two guards for the Lakers. Jared Schutte, did yeoman's work, and also Aaron Christie. Aaron Christie had 9 points, and it seemed like it just came out of nowhere. Those two kids were just driving the lane. They were feeding. They were doing all sorts of great things on there. I'll tell you what, this is, a real fun team to watch.
The Lakers, of course, are now at 5-6 on the season. Coming into this game, they had won four of their last five. They lost to Cass City on the 22nd, 49-55, a six-point loss there at home, and now on the road, 56-45, 11 points to a team to against Harbor Beach that really couldn't miss. It didn't matter what guard they brought in. They were cold off the bench, and they're still hitting threes from any direction.
You talk about Harbor Beach, who really did the yeoman's work off the bench today was Austin Sells. He had himself 12 points, but he had how many trays? Three trays. And that's really really something. Harbor Beach, I think, today for three-point land in the second half, they were 3 for 11, 27%. They weren't exactly trying to make a living there either. But, it's awful tough to go in the lane against a tall Laker team and not get a few blocks in there. And so that's why I'm sure Harbor Beach was trying to pull it out, wait for the Laker defense to kind of pull out with them, and then try to drive. And, the old 3D, drive, draw, and dish.
And not to mention, Lakers, the rest of the way out here, has every Greater Thumb West game except for one. February 25th, Harbor Beach travels over to Laker country.
Tell me that's not going to be a classic.
That should be an absolutely spectacular game. And on top of that, Lakers also host districts this year.
I didn't know that.
I found that out over the weekend. I have yet to confirm it, but I've heard from multiple sources that it is in Lakers. And that should be be pretty interesting to see how it works.
The second meeting between these two, that's going to be a preview of districts. Wow, I'm getting goosebumps already. I can't wait for that one.
Districts is not that far away. Tomorrow is February already. This is only our third broadcast of the season, thanks to Mother Nature. And here we are, a month away from districts. Harbor Beach has 12 games to play. Lakers has 9. No one's out of the woods yet. A lot has yet to be decided. Lakers is still one game out of first place with two losses in the Greater Thumb West. And I honestly think three losses is going to win the Greater Thumb West.
I think you're right. The way the league is stacking up right now in the West, Vassar has really taken a lot of people by surprise. They've got a nice young team. Reese, is always in it. USA, always in it. And also Cass City has a legitimate chance, too. Bay City All Saints, my golly, that's probably the most improved team this year. And Bad Axe, we've covered them before. You never know what they're going to do. They can go ahead and make you pay if you overlook them. And they all have a legitimate chance, too.
And now we check on to Twitter here. Of course, you can follow at WLEW Sports for all of our in-game updates as it's progressing, as well as stats and pictures from the games. And according to our friends here on Twitter, after three quarters, USA was leading Bad Axe from 92.1 in Carroll. 50-32, USA was leading Bad Axe after three quarters. And it looks like from TC Advertiser, Tuscola County Advertiser, Vassar defeats Cass City 39-29.
That's not unusual. Vassar's got themselves a really nice team.
So we'll see what happens the rest of the way out here, but it should be fun for the next 30 days until districts roll around, then we get to do it all over again.
How about the Beast of the East? That's a great race, too. Harbor Beach. Sitting in first place.
And Harbor Beach surprised everyone by taking out Marlette, a much taller Marlette, more athletic team.
What's really kind of neat is that who's put themselves in a position to go ahead and cause some damage in the East is Ugly.
The Ugly Bearcats.
They're 3-6 on the season, but they're 2-1 in league. So you never can tell on that one. Right now, Marlette's sitting in third place. Brown City in fourth. Memphis in fifth. And Sandusky is bringing up the basement. They haven't won a league game yet, and they're 2-7, but you never can count them out either.
Last thoughts from tonight, John.
Well, reiterate, this is a preview of districts and things to come. Very impressed with the both coaches as they were strategizing all through the game. Well use of timeouts. I liked what the Lakers does on the inside. I love what Harbor Beach was doing as far as strategy-wise is pulling them out and then slashing at them also. This was just a nice game to cover because you have two really, really good coaches going after each other.
Tonight's game broadcast on WLAW Sports is brought to you by Thumb Sayer, the 4G LTE talk of the thumb. Ramsey Fairholme, our family, is serving yours since 1948. Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the thumb. Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Clark K&S Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon, Thumb National Bank.